This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern calls the decision by Kinder Morgan to shelve its plans for a natural gas pipeline a big victory for western Massachusetts. The Texas-based pipeline company has announced it's suspending plans for the controversial pipeline, which would have run from western Mass through New Hampshire into Draycott. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, Kinder Morgan's announcement was met with glee by opponents. It saddened supporters and surprised just about everyone.
For Kinder Morgan, it came down to money, a simple case of too much supply and too little demand. The pipeline builder couldn't find enough customers, local distribution companies, and electricity generators who were willing to sign long-term contracts for natural gas, even as supplies of gas were soaring and the price plummeting. And gas producers in the fracking fields of Appalachia didn't want to sign long-term contracts to supply the fuel at rock-bottom prices. The volatile energy market put the squeeze on Kinder Morgan stock. The price has been falling like a stone. It's half of what it was just a year ago. But the company gave every indication that it was in for the long haul. So yesterday's statement that it was suspending the controversial Northeast Direct Pipeline came as a surprise but welcome news for Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey.
We believed for a long time that this wasn't the right project.
Last year, a study commissioned by Healey found the Commonwealth didn't need more natural gas to heat homes or generate electricity, concluding the state could meet its future energy needs through conservation efforts and installing more solar and wind farms.
The project was too big and too costly for Massachusetts ratepayers. And we also believe that it wasn't right, and it isn't right, for electric ratepayers to foot the bill for this kind of project.
Kinder Morgan wanted electricity users to bear the upfront financial risk for building the $5 billion pipeline. It tried to get regulators to change the rules, making customers, for the first time in state history, responsible for the cost of construction. After all, Kinder Morgan argued, Massachusetts depends upon natural gas to generate 60% of the Commonwealth's electricity. That's four times what it was 15 years ago. And Dan Dolan, head of the New England Power Generators Association, says we need more pipelines to supply more natural gas.
We continue to have the obligation and the requirement to meet our fuel needs, to be able to produce the electricity to keep the lights on.
But critics say more gas is needed only on the very coldest days of winter, when demand and prices soar. The rest of the time, they say the gas isn't needed and charge the pipeline was really intended to export gas overseas, where prices are a lot higher. Rosemary Wessel, head of No Frack Gas in Mass, couldn't conceal her glee when Kinder Morgan announced it was suspending the project.
It's gone. This is amazing. This is actually faster than I anticipated for the project to fold.
But in its statement, Kinder Morgan said it was suspending, not ending, the Northeast Direct project, leaving open the possibility that if in the future supply and demand rebalanced, the state's energy appetite would renew interest in their pipeline.
Of course, they could try and wait till all the controversy dies down and propose later on, and we'll certainly keep an eye on things to see if it tries to come back, but I think this is pretty much it.
There are three other gas pipelines in the works in Massachusetts, and Wessel says she'll now devote her group's energies to stopping them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.